We are learning Masechta Zuma, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we're beginning on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph from the bottom, 8 lines from the bottom, 2 dots. It said in the Mishnah, one of the Inuim are Osa V'Achila. And the Mishnah said there are 5 Inuim actually, and if you count them up, it sounds like there's 6, because it says Achila, Shasiya, which is 2, Rechitza, Sicha, which is 4, but here's the sandal of Gashemita, 6. The Tarot says Achila, Shasiya, counted as 1, which the Gemara will explain. But now the Gemara is going to analyze where do we know these Inuim from, and what's the Makar that they mean Achila, Shia, and all the other Isurim. Asav Achila. Hanei Chamisha Anuyim Kenegem Bi. Where do you find in the Torah these 5 Anuyim? Amar Rav Chista Kenegem Hei Anuyim Shem Torah. It says 5 times in the Torah Aloshen Inuy. The first time it says is of Esar LaChodesh Hashvi Hazem Mikra Shilachem V'Nisem Esnaf Sheisechem. That's one of the times it says. Then that's a pasuk action Parashas Pinchas. Then the pasuk says V'Ach Ba'Asar. That's a pasuk parasha Emor. It says, "Ach be'esol lachaydish hashvi hazeh yom kapurim hu, ve'nisim es nafshe seichem." And another pasuk says, "Shabbos shabbosim lachem ve'nisim es nafshe seichem." That's a pasuk also in parasha Emor. And then another pasuk says, "Shabbos shabbosim." It says, "Ho'isa ve'hashvi ve'chaydish tanim es nafshe seichem." It says the pasuk Shabbos shabbosim in parasha Achrimoy. Shabbos shabbosim ve'nisim es nafshe seichem. And another passage in Parashat Achrei Mois, Vayislam Chukas Olam, Tuchayish Hashvi, Itano Snap Shasechem. So it says 5 times the pasuk of Inuy. So that's how you know the 5 Inuyim. And break the Gemara, Hani Chamisha, Havav, and Avshisat now. We learned there were 6. This is 5 times Inuy, and we learned that in the Mishnah there are 6 Inuyim. And for the Gemara, Shasiya Bechal Achilahi. That Shasiya is the same thing as Achilan. How do we know? We'll bring a riot from Sukkim. I just want to speak out that even though the Gemara makes a drasha here about the Inuyim, that the 5 Inuyim we learned from Pesukim, Lamaisa, it's a Mechalik Shushayim if it's Deraisa or Derabanan, and this is only Asmachta. It could be Mederaisa, only Shasiya, Achila, and Malacha are also Mederaisa on Yom Kippur, and the other Inuyim are only Derabanan. But the Ran, and the Ran is like the Rambam like that also, that they hold that it's Deraisa, all Inuyim are Deraisa. Now, the Gemara says here, Akasha I, the 6, the Gemara says, no, Achila, Achila, Shasiya, Bechal, Achila. Shasiya is the same category as Achila. How do we know that? How do you know that Shasiya is called Achila? So now it says in the Pasuk, V'chalt avnei Hashem alekecha, ma'asa adugonecha, tiroishcha, v'tirecha. This Pasuk is talking about eating in Yerushalayim, your ma'aser. So it says, you'll eat your ma'aser adugonecha, your ma'aser from your grain, tiroishcha from your wine, v'tirecha from your oil. Tiroish is chamru, v'kari le v'chalt. It says on that v'chalta. Fish oil, you eat with your food, but wine, you don't eat. So you see, it's called achila. Shasiya is called achila. Break the Gemara, Mamai. The Dilma, the Achla, the Anigroin. Maybe eating the wine, idea a dish called Anigroin. Anigroin is made out of cooked vegetables, and they put wine into it also. And that was how you eating the wine. You ate the wine together with the Anigroin. Amar Rav Ashmua, Anigroin is Maya the Silka, is water that is from cooked up vegetables. Akasigroin is Maya the Kulashalki. Anything that's cooked up, Silka is cooked up beets. Akasigur is my the coolest shaka, any vegetables. Vakapon, you put wine in there, so maybe Vachalt me Hashem Lakecha, it says, Tiroishcha means you're eating this wine, I did that Nigron. Elam Arvada, Elam Arvacha Bayakre Mahachav. This is the following Pasik. It says in the Pasik regarding Maisa Shani, Nasata Kesef Vachosh Tava Nafshcha, Vaboko Uvatsoin Vayayin Uvashecha. It says in the Pasik, Vayayin Uvashecha, and the end of that Pasik says, so what do you see? You see, it says achila. It says part of the achila. It says sheicher. Sheicher is a drink. Sheicher shiu v'karech one of achalta. It says in that pasuk v'achalta. Break the Gemara. Same kasha. Amai v'dum ha'ocha nami the achla the anigrin. He also maybe you ate it. You put it into your anigrin dish, and that's he ate the sheicher, and it wasn't drinking. So you still you know raya that drinking is called achila. So if you want to know, Sheikha Ksiv, midi de Meshakin. It sounds like something that makes you drunk. If you eat it in another dish, you can't become drunk. Rashi says, but ain't Sheikha is derech achila. Yeah, when you eat something, you don't get drunk. Right, yeah, even not. It's something when you eat something that you can't get so much in, and you don't get drunk. So that's a riot, it's drinking. So you want to know, v'dumma dvela ke'ilis. Maybe if the word Sheikha just means something that causes Sheikhras, so maybe you just ate a certain type of fig that can make someone drunk, the tie into the bride. So, ochal dvela ke'ilis, you ate figs from the place called Keilis, or Vishashad Bash Mchalav, or you drank honey or milk, Venichas and Mikdash, went to Vesa Mikdash, Chayiv, you could be Chayiv because of the Isser of Sheikha Al Pesh, coming drunk. So again, what's the raya sheicher in the pasuk says vachalta is talking about beer to drink? Maybe it's talking about something that's mishaker that makes you drunk. It's really food. Someone says al yalev sheicher sheicher menozer malhan yain afkan yain. It says about a pasuk by nozer sheicher, and we learn out this sheicher is the same thing by nozer. Nozer has to be wine because the whole iser of drinking wine by nozer is dafka. Something comes by a novin. There's no issue to become drunk. A nazir is allowed to drink schnapps. He's allowed to drink. In grapes, he's allowed to drink schnapps, but he's not allowed to drink anything that comes from grapes. So therefore, akarcha sheicha means yayin, and it says, v'achalta on that. So that's how we know that it's, and it's immediately the meshaka also. So it has two characteristics. First of all, it's wine, and second of all, it's immediately the meshaka.
That's good.
Right, Rachel, it's mainly a shaka. So, Nozer is a problem. Because then you're going to say, I'm saying we had back in the Pasuk, Bachalthams, Bavarni, a question. The Pasuk says, Nasatakas of Chos, I'm going to say, Shaker, no Shaker is wine. Maybe you mixed it into a Negroin. Okay, good, you know, establishes it's wine. Can you lead them a shaka? Have something makes you drunk, and through food it won't make you drunk. So, between both. So the drush like this. Shaker tells you that it's a drink. And it says Bachalt on that. And you didn't eat it at the Negron because you wouldn't be able to become drunk from that. So therefore, it has to be a drink and it has to be wine. And therefore, we know from here that it's Bachalta, Shasia, Bachlal, Achila. Now, the Gemara just has a kasha that until now you're assuming it's Pasha, Tirosh is wine. And the Gemara has a kasha on that. The Tirosh, Chamru, is so Pasha that the word Tirosh means wine. Vatanya has a kasha from a Braisa in the Dorm. It says there, Noidim in a Tirosh. Someone says, make it another, Makli eat any Tirosh. The loch is also v'chol mine mesika. He can't eat anything sweet. He can't eat fresh peiros, fresh fruits. He can't eat apples or grapes. But muta b'yayin, you let her drink wine. This is not to a nazar. A regular guy makes an edda. I'm not going to eat any tirosh. Zok to b'raisa means dafka peiros, mine mesika, not wine. So you see, fakat, the opposite. Tirosh is not called wine. Right, to come back the other way, v'lav chamru, it's not wine. V'chsev, it says in the pasuk, the tirosh, you know, v'sulos. It says that tirosh, which is good wine, first time is good wine, makes someone drunk, will open up his mouth like a vesula. Vesula usually is closed. He'll open himself up. It opens up a person when he drinks wine. So you see, Clark, tirosh calls wine. What else opens up a person if not for wine? That makes a person open up. So Gemara says, no, I would set types like this. Dava bum in a tirosh in every vesula. Something that comes from grapes. Really, tirosh does not mean wine. It means grapes, maybe. What it means is something that comes from grapes will open up the basula, so will make a person start talking. That the wine will overflow in the pits that are full with wine, the yukavim that are full with wine. So again, you see, that's also something that's full with wine. It has to be wine. This tirosh is wine. Well, no, dava bomb in a tirosh. It means something that comes from grapes, yukavech yafreitzu, will overflow the yakovim. Those are the places where they store the wine on the ground. And this will be a kasha. Vaksiv znus v'yayin v'tirosh yikach leiv, will take away your heart. So there it says, klar, that you're getting drunk from yayin v'tirosh. And tirosh, if it means grapes, you're not going to get drunk from drinking grapes. And so here, l'chayra, we have a klar raya now that tirosh means wine. So what's pshat? Now back in the Mishnah Nedarim, the Brayis Nedarim, it says the noida from a tirosh in only also mina masika, not wine. El tkuleam tirosh chamru. Of course, tirosh means wine. I by Nedarim, why they not also wine? Nedarim halach akolos b'yadam. Nedarim always works how people talk. Now people don't call wine tirosh. They call wine wine. They call wine yayin. They don't call tirosh. So tirosh in lashav ne'adam means fruits. And therefore, if you make a neder, it goes with how people talk, and therefore you're also to eat the fruits. Masha'inkin in lashon Torah, tirosh definitely means wine, and therefore, back to the raya where it says, tiroshcha, the Gemara assumed that it was wine. We're not attached to that raya, but the Gemara assumes always in the pasuk when it says tiroshcha means wine. So the Gemara weiter, why did it call these two lashonis, either chamra or tirosh? My call it yayin, my call it tirosh. Why does wine have a name sometimes yayin, sometimes called tirosh? So Gemara explains like this. Yayin, first of all, it's called yayin, shemevi yalala lo'ilam. It brings pain to the world. Yalala is lashon of taniya v'yalala, which means it can make tzaras. A lot of pranias come from wine. That's one of the pshat. Another pshat is that yalel is the same gematria as yayin. They're both 70. That's not a pshat. Shekol hamizgara boin, no, not a pshat. That's how yayin is called yayin. Why? Because it brings yalala lo'ilam. Why is it called Tirosh? Tirosh, Shekol HaMaskara Boi Nasa Rosh. anyone who uses it the wrong way will become poor. He will become poor because it's going to cost him a lot of money, and he's not going to afford it. He'll become poor. Rav Kahana Rami, Ksiv Tirash, it's written out of Vav. It's written as Tirash. The Karina Tirash. So it sounds like this. Nazacha, if you drink wine the right way, Nasa Rosh, because that can open up your heart, the Chachma, can make you very smart and learn very well. So Tirash, it can make you into a Rosh. Loizach, if you're not Zaycha, Nasa Rosh, you become a poor person. It can be Stai money, it could be Stai Mitzvahs. Someone who drinks wine the wrong way can become a Rosh. Talk to Maravaita. Rava Rami, Rava has a theory. Ksiv, Yain is samach levav enosh, if you read it without the nekuda, it sounds like yishamach, a lashon of shemama. The kriyin and yishamach, but you read it yishamach. So again, the same type of idea. Zocha, if you zoche, you drink wine the right way, misamcha, it can make you happy. Lo yizocha, if you don't drink it the right way, mishamma, it caused destruction. Behind the Amar Rava, Rava said about himself, Cham Rav Yichani Pichin. What made me smart, Rava said about himself, was that I, from good wine and good smelling besamim, opened up my mind and opened up my heart to be very smart and learn Torah very well. Sakabonim, we just finished saying that there's five times in the Torah says Inui, that teaches the five Inuyim, and we asked the Kasha Ay, and the Mishnah says six. Torah says Achila B'chlal Shia, and the Gemara therefore went into discussion with Tirosh to prove that Achila B'chlal, the Shia B'chlal, Achila, it's all the same thing. Achila, we said on Shia. Now I want to go, how do we know the other Inuyim? How do you know, it says in the Torah Inui, how do you know not washing yourself is called affliction? How do you know not smearing yourself is called affliction? So Gemara has to bring rayas from Sukkim. Rechitza v'sicha v'nolan. How do you know that rechitza v'sicha are called the ikri inu, it's called affliction? Because the Torah Torah says venisim, it's just a general term. So how do you know, how does Chazal know that it means rechitza v'sicha? So Gemara says, the chsiv says in the pasuk, lechem chamudis, this pasuk is a pasuk in Daniel. Daniel did a fasting, a certain precious. Because, not mamash fasting, but precious because he's trying to save Klai Yisrael from Tsaros of the Golas. And he actually did this after he heard that Koresh was not going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Koresh per se to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And then he was Chayzer. He backed out on his plan. So it says, therefore, he, for that period of time, for 21 days, for 3 weeks, Daniel was, did not lechem chamuz lechalti. He didn't eat lechem chamuz suit, that means in a second. He didn't eat basar or drink wine. And he didn't smear himself. My lechem chamudos. What lechem chamudos loyachal? What does that mean? Lechem chamudos. On Ruda, Breda, Rashmul, Barshil, Zafil, Nahama, Dechiti, Dechais, loyachal. He did not eat pure bread. The bread was not made out of wheat that was purified. It was like rocky bread. The bread was not. It's full of. He had holy bread. It was like holy bread. It wasn't Geshmaka bread. It wasn't such Geshmaka bread. Yeah, I'm just looking up to my mirror. So someone says these 21 days might have been the 3 weeks from Shiva Sabatamas until Tisha B'Av. But Kabanim, he filled Nama Dechiti Dechais Loyacha. He didn't eat pure chitim.
If the Malucha says that they're going to do something, then you can trust them that they're going to go do it.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know exactly.
They can't back out.
I don't know what the story there is exactly, but that's the details going on in that story. Munallah and the Chosha. Now, because what it says in the pasuk is a few things that Daniel did. First of all, he didn't eat lechem chamudos. He didn't eat basar v'yayin, and v'soich lo sachti. He didn't shmir himself. So who said? So munallah the now. So he sees that soich lo sachti. He didn't wash himself. So munallah and the Chosha inu. Who says called the inui? The chsiv. It says in the pasuk after this. V'yayim elai al tira Daniel. Kime yayim arishain. This was Gabriel, the Malach Gabriel, talking to Daniel. The day you decided to understand and to afflict yourself, your words were heard, your tefillos were heard, and I even got into the Machoria Pagard through you. And we'll see what that means later on. Balkapanim, what do you see in the Pasuk? That it's called Inu. Now, Taisus says, Akasha, maybe the Inu was going on the Lechem, or the Basar Yayin. Taisus says that it's not Mastavra, that's called Inu. Because if you have to eat holy bread and not eat Basar Yayin, that's not called Inu. Inu means something you didn't do at all. So therefore, Zicha going back on Soich Loisachti, so you see, smearing yourself is called the Inu. This is the Makar that you're not allowed to smear yourself on Yom Kippur, because you see here that this is what Daniel did, and it's called, V'lehisana, it's called the Inu, so you see that Zicha is called Inu. Rechitza v'nolan. How do you know Rechitza? Heino Rechitza, that is a cool evening. I'm a rabbi, so the rabbi told me, I'm a crow, I'm a tovay, kamayim, v'kirvoy, u'kishemen, v'atzmoysav. It says in the Pasuk that, v'tovay, kamayim, v'kirvoy, u'kishemen, v'atzmoysav. And we see from here that mayim is like shmearing. So just like we said, not shmearing yourself as an inu, not washing yourself also is inu. Now, how do you know that tavi kamayim means washing yourself? Maybe it means drinking. Maybe it means drinking. Not drinking is an inu, like not shmearing yourself. Who said it means showering? So you want to dum yidah shemen. Ma shemen ma'avroi. Just like shemen is from the outside, you smear yourself on the outside. Af mayim ma'avroi. When it says the pasuk tavi kamayim v'kir, but also means from the outside. So that will tell us that just like shemen's a inui, not taking a rechitz also is a inui. Very tomorrow, but this pasuk is darshan different than a brisa. A ton of ipcha konosav. The tana learns this brisa different. No, I'm learning to a brisa. Menayin l'sicha shikas shia v'yankpurim. How do you know that sicha is like shia? Afa pishen rael dov is echa dov. When this pasuk never tali v'yim kibir kibay. It means just like drinking. Kukushem v'atzmoysav. The same thing as shemen on yatzmoysav. So we see the opposite. We are darshaning shemen's like mayim, and mayim is drinking. So we don't know rechitz anymore. So how do you know rechitz is a inui yom kippur? Elo amaravashi rechitz a guf megufa de krosh miyalei. You know from the pasuk itself, the chsiv v'soich loisachti. And Rashi explains the extra word here. Just to say, loisachti. Why is it v'soich loisachti? Tara says both things. That there's the rechitza, and he didn't wash himself, and he didn't shmear himself, and now that, it's in the pasuk that Gabriel tells Daniel, it's called l'sa'ana, you see the inui. You see that inui is both not shmearing yourself and not doing rechitza, both called an inui. And that's the makar that when Torah says, this is not shesechem, it's referring to also rechitza and sicha. Met Hashem, the next year, we'll start from explaining the pasuk that Gabriel told Daniel.